Le'iloi nishmas of Kleinemish Kalman ben Ravili Melech. Shloshasar shofaros, shloshasar shulchanos. There were 13 shofaros chests. They were made this way where it was shaped like a shofar, where it was narrow on top so the thieves, trickers, shouldn't stick their hand in pretending that they're giving something but they're really taking. So they made it narrow on top. There were shloshasar shulchanos, 13 tables. Shlosha esrei hishtachavios. There were 13 bowings that one would do. Hayu b'mikdash, that one would do in the mikdash. Shall base Rabbi Gamliel, v'shal base Rabbi Chananya skan akonim, hayimishtachavin arba esrei. The house of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Chananya skan akonim, they would bow down in the mikdash 14 times. V'heichan haisa yisera, where was this 14th time, this extra time that they would bow more than other people? Keneged dir ha'etzim. Right when they were adjacent to the chamber, the dir ha'etzim, where they had the wood, they stored all the wood of the atzim ha'racha. This was, the Rav explains, in the northeast corner of the Ezros HaNoshim. Now, why did they bow down there? Shekein Mesoris Biyadom Yavaseihem Shesham Ha'aron Nignos. Because they had a Mesorah from their fathers that there the Aron HaKodesh was buried. There's two different views in the Gemara. The Rav brings down that Yoshio HaMelech, when he knew that in the future the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, even Shlomo HaMelech knew this, so when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built underneath this area a place that would be fitting to hide the Aron HaKodesh. And in that same place, Yoshio HaMelech told the Levim to hide the Aron there, and also the staff of Aron, the Tzitzenes Haman, and also a flask of the Shemen HaMishcha. All these things are hidden underneath where the chamber of the wood was. And that's why they bow down in that area as well.